with the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Washington.
That is the first surprise of the NFL Draft, to say the least.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Rich Eisen and company with the call last night on the NFL Network after the Falcons take Michael Penix. Michael Penix is probably like, man, I'm not going to be 40 until I start playing games for Atlanta. What a bummer. You do act feel bad for the young man, right? Could have gone to the Raiders and played immediately. Now he's got to sit behind Kirk Cousins for what I think will only be 2 seasons max, but still, not the greatest draw for the player, Michael Penix Jr. Dave Wanstead, next hour on the show. Brian Baldinger, next hour on the show, breaking down the NFL draft. All our bets for tonight in the power hour, the final hour of the show, and we'll make sure we get you our bets for the Bucks-Pacers game that's starting at about 5:40 p.m. Eastern time. We will get to that probably sometime, maybe like to start next hour on the show with Milwaukee and Indiana. But we gave our like takes on the team-building part of Atlanta taking Michael Penix. And I'll be consistent throughout this whole process leading up to the season and moving forward, which is, if Penix is awesome, no one's going to look back on this and say it was a bad pick for Atlanta. And it's kind of the same way that the Jordan Love situation is going to work out with Green Bay. But it's a sports betting show, right? So let's talk about Atlanta this season, who pass over an opportunity to draft someone on defense, maybe Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Latu, whomever. Could have drafted Rome Odunze to pair with, you know, Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson and Kirk Cousins in this new offense. So they draft a guy who's not going to play this year. And they don't want him to play this year. They want Kirk Cousins to play this year. Win total is 9.5, juiced way over. Ken, where are you at right now on the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think with the other teams that drafted rookie quarterbacks, it's like a volatility conversation, right? Because they're going to play early, even if you don't think McCarthy's going to play from week one. Like, he's probably going to play at some point this year. And so, you know, like, all those teams, Patriots, Commanders, Vikings, you know, just it's maybe Denver, who we'll talk about at some point too. That's not what this is. So even though it's like the most surprising pick and it's crazy and he's like an older rookie quarterback and it's like all anybody wants to talk about, like, there is some stability to the idea of, like, I mean, you can't think of any more stable quarterbacks than Kirk Cousins, honestly. They're like jokes about how, like, well, it's like basically like you want to like make the playoffs and not win, or like, you know, not win primetime games, rather. It's like, be pretty good. Like, this is your guy. So when we do the win total conversation, like, I always just like the coach quarterback tandem and like, does this make sense? So we didn't do it with Daniel Jones in the last segment, where it's like, look, like, whatever upside you want to apply to Daniel Jones, like, Brian Daboll, Daniel Jones 6.5 is either probably right on the money or optimistic. Like, I mean, it's really like, that's kind of what it is. Like, sorry. Like, I just think that's what it is. That's my opinion. I don't think there's an argument that it's crazy different than that. And the interesting thing about the Atlanta pairing is, like, okay, like, Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, like, that is a very respectable duo that needs some credit in the market. And you consider also the division that they play in. Sure. In addition to that, it's kind of just like, if it's 9.5 way over, like, is that, like, Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, like, if, like, for example, there's a very real chance, like, I mean, we're percentage points away probably from somebody choosing to deal a 10 juiced under, right, on the Atlanta Falcons. And if it's, like, Kirk Cousins at this point in his career, Raheem Morris 10, that's, like, it's a little tough to get to, just to be honest. Like, it's just, it's close. This isn't one that I think is crazy off, but if it is off, it's probably a little bit too high. People are going to argue the division, and I would just remind people, this is what got people into trouble with the Saints last year, and why I had, like, by far the biggest win total position on their under, because it was kind of the same thing. Raheem Morris isn't Dennis Allen, but, like, you get the idea. It's like Derek Carr, Dennis Allen, 9.5, 10 was the conversation last year, and there were 10s with very reasonable under attached to them, and it's kind of the same. Well, but the schedule's so easy, and when the schedule comes out for this, I'm sure we'll say some of the same stuff. And it's like, I like the coach quarterback thing for that reason. It, like, kind of cuts through whatever schedule games you want to play with the teams. And it's like, no, but, like, what is the real value of this pairing? And to me, like, Kirk Cousins old off a serious injury and Raheem Morris kind of feels like a 9. Like, that's kind of what it feels like to me. So, like, we're not way off here, and it's not like I'm running to bet this in April, but really tough to get. And when the schedule starts pulling it away like that, that's when you kind of like raise your eyebrows and you go like, is that really what this is? Or is the schedule really tough to predict and this is a 9-8 team more often?
Yeah, I would only ever bet under right now on the Atlanta Falcons and feel pretty good about it, actually.
Which could still win the division. By the way, big favorite to win the division. 9-8 gets you the promised land a whole lot of the time. Yeah,
by multiple games.
We'll see. I mean, that same Derek Carr, Dennis Allen pairing, less market respect this year by a healthy margin. Like won't have to play the under again this year, probably on them.
I did like their pick of Fuaga, like really just needed. I don't think he like puts them over the top or makes me want to make a bet or anything, but desperately needed to take an offensive tackle. Ryan Ramczyk may retire. Penning has been a bust thus far, can't get on the field. So I did like their pick of Fuaga, but I mean, it's still Derek Allen. And hard to really feel very confident in Derek Allen. So that's the Atlanta Falcons with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. Let's pair together the two other rookie quarterbacks selected early in the draft last night. And the connector can be the Holiday Classic on Christmas Eve, which is so funny how these like random meaningless games often turn out to have so much influence as to which quarterbacks end up going where, what the draft order ends up being. Like the Giants are stuck with Daniel Jones for another year because like Tommy frickin' DeVito had to go and like win a couple games as the third string quarterback. And fans are so stupid. Oh, how great is this? Tommy DeVito's awesome. Like, we get to do the Italian hand gesture. Okay, great. Now you get Daniel Jones for another year instead of Drake May. Just like, what the hell are you thinking? So, Denver and New England played in a terrible game on Christmas Eve that I am happy to say and proud to say I watched, I think, like 0 seconds of. Might be like the only NFL game ever I haven't watched 1 second of. Because on Christmas Eve, wanted to spend time with my family. Now, both teams, the Broncos with Sean Payton and the Patriots with the new brain trust, including head coach Gerard Mayo, both will have rookie starting quarterbacks this season. Maybe May doesn't start until halfway through the season. I would actually say Jacoby Brissett is the favorite to start in week one for New England, but like May's going to play this season for New England. And I think Bo Nix has to be a pretty big favorite to start immediately for the Denver Broncos. The Broncos take Nix at 12. And Ken, I don't know if you knew this, statistical oddity, Bo Nix actually started more games in college than Tom Brady did in the National Football League. So Nix has got the experience here. So New England's win
his
total.
His college career was the length of our show, right? Because the Oregon game against Auburn that started that week one, like the Bo Nix game, that was against Oregon, right? Was that the
game?
And Justin
not only
Herbert.
Was it against, not yeah. it, just Justin Herbert was the quarterback for Oregon in that game. Justin Herbert's been in the NFL for like 4 years already.
Bo Nix's college career has been the length of You Better, You Bet. it's really pretty unbelievable. It's really pretty crazy. Yeah. Sorry, anyway, I think you were about to ask me about the Broncos win total and stuff.
Both win totals are 5.5. Denver's is juiced over. New England's is juiced under. I think Sean Payton probably getting a pretty healthy amount of respect there. Like, I get, like, the win total's 5.5, so that's, like, disrespectful. I guess also the team stinks, but I guess the thought is maybe, can a Sean Payton coach team, like, ever really be, like, that bad? And he did get to take the quarterback that he likes, whether he's wrong or not, we'll see. But Payton likes him, and Payton's, like, a pretty well-renowned, like, offensive coach. And then Drake May, likely to start, I would say, Ken, the majority of games for the Patriots this season. But I think Brissett will start in week one. So Patriots and Broncos with their rookie quarterbacks, betting out looks for them as it stands now.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on Brissett for week one for the Patriots, too. I think just again, if we just play the, like, I don't know game with just like, yeah, Bo Nix, Drake May, like somebody's going to be good. Maybe one of them's, maybe they're both bad. We just don't know. The one advantage that Denver has, I mean, you can say like, well, I guess Peyton is an advantage because he's like a known quantity of being a Super Bowl winning head coach, and Gerard Mayo isn't yet. And so that would be one advantage where it's like, who's more likely to go over their win total or have a good season? I will say like the other thing that Denver has going for them is like their schedule breaks easier than the Patriots does by like a pretty good amount in terms of the unique games that neither of them share. Denver draws the NFC South as their NFC division this year. Like there are some advantages. The bonus game is Seattle. Like there are lots of, you know, there's like a way that Denver doesn't even have to play great to get to a 500 kind of a season. So I would just say like, on average, I would like, I agree that there should be juiced over and the Patriots should be juiced under because it doesn't seem like the Patriots get a lot of breaks. I mean, for a team that lost a ton of games last year, the Patriots, their unique games, like in their division, so they draw NFC West, AFC South, which is what their whole division draws, but like their unique games are Bengals, Chargers, Bears, which is like pretty rough for a team that won like zero games last year. It's not a break, and their division's tougher than the AFC West. Like the Broncos get to play the Raiders twice, you know, which might be pretty awesome. We'll see how that goes. The Broncos get to play the Chargers twice, who might just be above average or average, even if Justin Herbert's really awesome. So just like win total conversation. Look, I think you have a rosier outlook this year on Denver just because of the breaks that they get. But like, you know, do both teams have upside? Yeah, because like everything I just said doesn't matter if Drake May's good. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't, I mean, just, and like, just to remind people how everyone felt last year, like, no one thought Stroud was going to do that. And Houston was rated like garbage. Like, we were the exact same conversation we just had about these two teams we did with Houston on this date last year, probably. You just never know. And if the quarterback's good, and yeah, there's a lot of coaching and other stuff that goes into it. Quarterback's good, like, you can overcome all this stuff. So even if I'm saying all that about Denver, like, I get why they're at least juiced over and the Patriots are juiced under. That's probably schedule-driven, too. You can make a case for any of these teams, and it's the simplest case to make, and it's just like, if the guy's good, it doesn't, none of this other stuff matters. And you use Stroud last year as the reason for that. And you use Bryce Young as the reason for, if he's bad, look how bad it can be.
The difference I would paint between these teams, with acknowledging that if Drake May's awesome, then like New England will be better than Denver, unless like Bo Nix is awesome too. Denver, just like skill position players on offense, unless you think Ramondre Stevenson is going to come back and be like Emmitt Smith for New England, Denver's got like six guys that are better than anyone on New England. Like New England's number one receiver right now is Kendrick Bourne. Like Denver's got three guys that are better than Kendrick Bourne. Just like it's a brutal setup right now, and we still have six rounds of the draft to go. We'll see what New England's able to swing. You know, there were rumors yesterday on Thursday that they were trying to trade for Brandon Ayuk, so maybe they've got to move up their sleeve. But as of right now, like that's a rough situation for a quarterback to walk into, even if Drake May is going to be great. As of right now, not a lot to work with. We can kind of see how things go as we move along the rest of the NFL draft and the rest of the offseason. Nick and Ken here, You Better You Bet on a Friday betting breakdown from last night's NFL draft. I asked you this off air earlier, and I love kind of how you distill things down into just as like even an elementary way of thinking about win totals, coach quarterback pairings. So I tell you, Jim Harbaugh, coach, Justin Herbert, quarterback. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Win total 8.5. Like, juice to the over, but like, not really that much. I don't think you have to lay a pretty hefty price if you want to bet over Chargers to go above 500. Draft Joe Alt last night on the offensive line. Get some great Jim Harbaugh football guy quotes. And the aftermath is the tip of the spear. Just classic Harbaugh stuff that you have to really like, even if you don't like Jim Harbaugh. I kind of think people are going to be down on the Chargers. And I'm trying to decide, like, do I want to buy on this team at any point now, in between now and week one?
I don't blame you for wanting to buy. Like, Justin Herbert's the quarterback. Seems like this is a quarterback that everyone's wanted to buy every season since he's basically been in the league. I mean, it was just the jokes about the Chargers, like, during the summer, every summer, it's like, every year, like, 9, 9.5, 10 win total. Every year, like, this is the year. Herbert MVP, always a really popular bet. And like underperform, you're cashing unders, you're cashing, you know, like not make the playoffs, like obviously with one exception, and you could have just bet against them in the playoff game, and they had an epic failure. So just, it's like, it's been a bad run, and it's funny, like, okay, bad run, and they upgrade to the coach that just won the national championship, coach's been to a Super Bowl before, and you're right, like, the response in the betting market is like, but they were so bad last year, and that's sort of like tethering to this win total. To be fair, the 8.5s are juiced over, and they're juiced pretty big over. I mean, not like -200, but like it is more over than under on 8.5. So it's kind of like 9-8 is kind of maybe like your projected record in the market for the Chargers. Like, do you agree or disagree with that? If there is another thing the Chargers have going for them, so first of all, I totally agree on this is one of the coach quarterbacks that you get to and you go like, really? really on this one? Really? It's 8.5? Really? I don't know. And you got Denver and Vegas in the division. And then, like, this is what we did with the Patriots, too. Chargers draw pretty easy. Like, they do. I mentioned Broncos and Chargers are in the same division. They both draw the NFC South. And obviously, like, the Patriots don't draw them, and other teams not in the division don't draw the NFC South. Chargers' unique games are Tennessee, New England, Arizona. They don't even have to be that good. That's 3-0. I mean, like, and it could also be 0-3. Like, it doesn't have to be wins. But look, like, would you rather Tennessee, New England, Arizona, or Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco? I mean, come on, you know, like, there's a difference here. So, again, like, there's a way it can break, just like with Denver. Like, do they even have to be that good to go over a number like this? Great, they'll go 0-2 to the Chiefs. What about the other 15? And the other 15 look pretty good.
Like, will they go 0-2 against? I know what you're saying. Like, I don't
Well,
even
I'm
know
just
if that's
saying.
gonna happen,
I'm
but
just
I know
saying
what
you
you're
can
saying.
concede the point. You can
Yeah,
concede the argument on
definitely.
the Chiefs games, and you still have all your work ahead of you in proving that over 8.5 is a bad idea.
I just want to, just in case we don't get the chance to get this in. You know, the Chiefs and Bills made a trade at the end of the first round last night. The
Yeah.
Chiefs selecting like Xavier Worthy. Is there any question
Usain
that when they play this year, like Xavier Worthy has like 3, 145, and 2 against the Bills? Like, is there any doubt that that happens? On the other
James's
side,
grandson.
he's even gonna wear goggles during the games. I want to run Offensive Rookie of the Year by my guy, Ken Barkley, and you, our audience.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.